From the Firebird Radio Studio, it's the Authors on Fire podcast with nationally syndicated radio host and producer, Pat Rulo.
Welcome to the Authors on Fire podcast, part of Speak Up Talk Radio's many services, home to the International Firebird Book Awards, the Positive Change Podcast Awards Hall of Fame, and our newest book song, where we create a musical masterpiece to highlight your book, and our very newest book blessings, where we create a one-minute audio blessing for your book. I am Pat Rulo. Today, I'm so honored to welcome back a very special guest and who has become quite a dear friend of mine, Firebird Book Award-winning author Donna M. Young, a pastor, speaker, and author of several powerful devotional books, including She Rises, Abide, You Are His, Loved with an Everlasting Love, and Upheld. She lives in a small Iowa town with her husband, Marty, an ordained minister and craftsman, and together they've raised a big, beautiful family. Donna's journey is extraordinary. She's a stage 4 cancer survivor who began writing during her treatments when she could do nothing else. After decades in management, she asked God for a new purpose, and he gave her one, to write and share the gospel of grace. And today we will talk about what it means to rise in faith, abide in God's love, and discover purpose, even in life's hardest seasons. Donna, welcome back. It is such a joy to have you here.
Oh, gosh, Pat, it is always such a joy to talk with you. You're one of my favorite people in the whole world.
We have developed quite a friendship, and I love that, how it started. You know, we didn't even know each other, and then you submitted your first book, and we had an interview, and another book, and we had an interview, and yeah, we've just blossomed into a really beautiful relationship, and I always value and treasure you as a friend. You send me very comforting emails when I need them, and you're just a kind soul, so thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, and thank you, Pat. Thank you for being you. You do so much for the world, and I'm so saddened by your loss a couple of months ago, and it makes me feel better being able to talk to you and write to you and see how you're doing. Mm-hmm. You're holding up really well, by the way, for someone in these circumstances.
Thank you. It means more than you ever know, just hearing from you. And I also want to congratulate you on winning the Firebird Book Awards for these devotionals. Thank you for entering and sharing. Yes. All right. Let's talk about these devotionals. You've written many that have touched a lot of lives. I already know that. What fired you, I guess, to first starting writing devotionals, specifically devotionals?
Well, I've been doing a lot more in the nonfiction realm, I want to say for the past year or so, just because people have said to me, have you ever thought of writing this or that? And with so many things going on in the world, gosh, since, let's face it, COVID, people have needed more encouragement, more positivity, ways to lift each other up. And I just have gotten into delving even deeper into the scriptures and realized that in moments where you're feeling down, where you feel like the whole world is crashing in around you, scripture is so uplifting and so magical. Just magical. So as I was reading things, I thought, well, gosh, if being in the midst of scripture is so encouraging to me, I'll bet you it would help other people as well. So I wrote She Rises, thinking women don't take enough time for themselves, do they? Let's face it. You know, we've got families, jobs, you know, kids, grandkids, great-grandkids, you know, the community depends on us. Everything is riding every day on whether or not this woman got up and feels like she doesn't just want to walk in front of traffic. Mm. And so I thought, well, let's do something first that can take a woman through a year, and that's what She Rises does. Mm-hmm. I started looking at other devotionals and thought, oh, some of them are okay out there. There are actually some pretty decent ones, but I wanted ones that were interactive. And so some of mine have that quality where they're a scripture and some commentary, a prayer, a place to write down your feelings, the things you're grateful for that day or that week, the things that you are looking for from the Lord, you know? So that's what inspired She Rises. And when I got a lot of positive feedback about that one, I thought, well, now that's weekly. Let's do one daily for women. Mm-hmm. And then someone actually got a hold of me on my, because, you know, on my website, I have my contact information. Someone got a hold of me and said, you've written two devotionals now for women, but what about guys? Guys need to be inspired too. And it was actually a man that got a hold of me. His wife had purchased the two women's devotionals. And so I thought, well, you're right. Men need inspiration too. So then I wrote Upheld. And my husband, who you know is a pastor, but also works a couple of days a week at the Gospel Mission in Sioux City, he had a copy of my men's devotional and took it with him. And one of the guys picked it up and he actually said to him, do you know, I am really ashamed to admit this, but I thought I was going to pick this up and think, ugh, you know, what does a woman know about what a guy is going through? And he said it was actually very encouraging and uplifting because it seemed like I knew what I was talking about. Well, you know, it's not me. It's the Lord, right?
Right.
God knows how to encourage people, whether you're a man or a woman. And all I'm doing is using scripture to outline those pieces of a man's life. So obviously God knows what he's doing. And then I thought, well, what about if someone is just wanting to pick up a devotional for everyday use, but they don't necessarily want it to be directed only to men or only to women? So that's when I wrote Loved with an Everlasting Love. That's for anybody. And then I thought, well, what about if you just need some encouragement throughout the day? Let's do a pocket size.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of the inspiration behind all of those. And I've really had a lot of good feedback. So I'm probably going to do some more. Currently, I'm working on my autobiography. And that's coming along nicely. I'm sure I'll have that done here within the next couple of months, even though I have a six-year-old in the same house with me,
mm-hmm.
and holidays coming up.
You are like a superwoman. Yes, you have your six-year-old granddaughter, and then through your ministry, you're constantly out and about visiting those in hospitals who are sick. And so aside from these books, just you physically, I'm sure even writing that book, She Rises, helped you as well.
It does. And do you know what? I think I've told you this before, once you've written a book, you don't even always remember everything that was in the book.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually go through every day and read parts of my devotionals, as weird as that might sound, because I don't think scripture ever gets old. It might be encouraging for someone else. It encourages me too.
Exactly. And I was just thinking, as each day is unique, no 2 days are exactly alike. A scripture can resonate with you differently at different times in your life, or even within the same year. If you look back and read it, sometimes there's like an, oh my, it's almost like an aha.
Exactly. Exactly. And there are parts in the Bible that tell us that as we're reading the Bible, it's reading us. Mm. You look in a mirror, it's, and you see things darkly, you know, and then you come to realize what's in that mirror, you see it, but then often we turn and walk away and we forget what we saw in the mirror. So, yeah, I think as our lives evolve, that scripture evolves to mean something new all the time.
Exactly, exactly. I love that idea. What are you hoping to convey when you talk about to rise? What does it really mean to rise as a woman of faith today?
Well, in days past, women were, especially in the Jewish faith, you know, women weren't even allowed to sit on the same side of the church as their husbands. In synagogues, men sat on one side and women sat on the other side. They weren't allowed to speak in church. You know, a lot of people think a woman shouldn't teach. Now, that isn't what Paul was talking about when he was talking to Timothy. He didn't want women hollering out in church across the way to their husbands to ask what was going on. But he actually had women in ministry with him. Jesus had women in ministry with him. So there's nothing wrong with a woman teaching. But there are some denominations that have kind of misread some of those scriptures, and they don't believe that women have any place in ministry or any place speaking out in church or teaching people about the scriptures. And so a kind of culture has put us in a position over the centuries where women oftentimes were not taken seriously in ministry. And I think due to that, people have lost out on a lot, because women in God's and estimation, I mean, Jesus, as I said, had women in ministry with him, and so did Paul. So I think when women are left out of the equation, you lose a lot. Women are very nurturing and can be very wise when they read the scriptures. I think that any time you know someone who knows the Bible and understands scripture, you can learn from them. And so I believe that we need to encourage women to get more involved, even if it's not in a, you know, in a leadership role in the church. If it's in their family, in the community, we're living in a time when getting to know Jesus is probably more essential than at any other time in history. We don't know exactly what day he's going to come back, but we've been hearing he's coming back soon for a very long time. So with things working out in the world the way they are, who knows when that will be? We want everyone to know Jesus. We want everyone to ask him into their lives as Lord and Savior. And if women who are more numerous than men in the world aren't out there sharing the gospel, then a lot of people are losing out.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Women need to be encouraged, inspired. They need to understand that they have a purpose. And their purpose isn't just in their home, it's also in the community. But it's also in the home. They need to be teaching their children and bringing up kids that, I mean, we don't want a bunch of little kids running around that are jerks, you know? And if moms aren't teaching their kids how to be godly individuals, then we've got a lot of problems.
Right, right. Yes. Thank you for that. You talk in Abide, the book Abide, about restoring a woman's soul. And the book addresses spiritual burnout and draws listeners into reflection. So that ties in so well with the first book you were just talking about.
Yes, and I thought that women needed more encouragement than just weekly. So a daily encouragement is important. To be able to wake up in the morning, I spend my first part of the day with the Lord. People say, oh, where do you find the time for that? And I say, boy, if I don't take the time for that, I run out of time all day long.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't spend my first half hour in the Word, then forget the rest of my day. It just doesn't work out. But taking that time and being with the Lord, calm down, you know, face peace in His Word. And it takes you through the whole rest of the day. Then you can just talk to Him all day long. You don't ever have to close your prayer. You just continue to talk to Him all day long. Mm-hmm. I think people, so many people, don't understand that first and foremost, Jesus is our friend. What other friend do you have who is willing to die on a cross for your sins, you know? I am so grateful to Him for everything He's done in my life, for bringing me to peace after my childhood, for healing me, you know, from cancer, stroke, COVID that almost killed me, and so many other things.
Yeah.
Without Him, I would be nowhere, nothing, have nothing. And I know that. So I'm grateful to Him every single day.
Yes, you are. And you write about experiencing God's love through joy and sorrow in the book In Love with an Everlasting Love. How do you personally stay anchored in that love when life gets hard?
Well, I mean, I am getting old. I think the longer you experience that, it's so hard for young people sometimes, because they haven't been around very long and they haven't seen Him come through for them as many times. You know, in my life, when I was a kid and growing up in the house I grew up in through abuse and that sort of thing. And I've told you before, even though I'm the pastor's wife, my husband is my third husband. So I went through a couple of really awful marriages, and I didn't know about His redemptive love, His saving love back in those days. But the more I have seen Him come through for me, the more I have seen Him answer prayer, even if sometimes it's not the way I would have answered it.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing the way He has been there for me, you know, in good times, in bad, in joy and sorrow, as you just said, the more I trust Him. And that's the one thing I wish I could give kids, is that knowledge that you can trust Him. He will always do what is right for you. He will always be there to answer your prayers, even if it's not always the answer you wanted. It will be the answer you need. And to love you, to fill you with joy. He is joy unending. And the longer I'm alive, the more I see that, the more I feel that, and the more I know that. And that's why it's so easy for me now to, you know, to live in that every day, knowing that He's always going to come through.
Right.
My husband and I, anytime something goes wrong anywhere, we turn to each other and say, but God always takes care of us.
Oh, you and your husband have walked through so many seasons together, ministry, family, health challenges. How have you seen God's faithfulness woven through it all?
Well, I see it in Him and He sees it in me.
Mm-hmm.
And just all we ever have to do, because I journal and I have a big mouth, so we talk all the time. And my husband is a talker too, a storyteller. Usually men aren't so much.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're out and about, let's say at the at the DIY store or something like that, and we run into somebody, he's more likely to talk their ear off than I am, if you can believe that. Because he's a storyteller too. So we take time every single day to connect, you know, to find out how'd your day go, you know, anything new going on. We get involved in the community, and, you know, he does two churches now. So we have a lot of folks that count on us, that depend on us, and we stay involved with each other in order to be available for everyone else. Mm-hmm. And neither one of us minds when somebody says, "Who do you love the most?" We'll both shout out Jesus, because I don't think you can love anybody with the kind of love that keeps a relationship if you don't love Jesus first, you know?
You have a beautiful life, and you're sharing so much with others, whether it's you out and about in your community or through your ministry or through your books. And I just want to thank you for sharing your story and your heart with us today. Your life really is such a beautiful testimony of God's healing grace and purpose. And before we close, I'm wondering if you would be willing to share a short word of encouragement or a prayer for those who are listening who need to be reminded of God's presence right now.
Oh, certainly, certainly. Father God, for all those who might be listening, help us to remember that you are our strength, our joy, and our peace. We know that you are the ultimate master of the universe, that you are the healer of all things, that you are the one who came to earth and laid your life on the line for us, for no greater love has anyone than that of a brother, and you are closer to us than a brother. Lord, we thank you for your healing. We thank you for your everlasting love. We thank you for abiding in us. We thank you for upholding us. And we thank you that we are yours. We know that you never turn your back on us. You are here with us, carrying us through no matter what. And Lord, we will depend on you. We will trust you with our lives in all things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh. Amen. Thank you, Donna. And for all those who are listening, you can find all of Donna's devotionals, She Rises, Abide, You Are His, Loved with an Everlasting Love, and Upheld at Amazon, wherever books are sold. And to learn more about Donna's ministry, speaking engagements, or her upcoming projects, visit DonnaMYoungWriting.com. Donna, thank you for who you are, for sharing your heart with us all of the time. I am so grateful to call you a friend.
Oh, Pat, and I am so grateful to call you a friend. You are a very special person, and thank you for your ministry and the things that you do to help in the world.